Blog Talk Radio.
I still think about it all the time, the rush I felt with your hand in mine. And you with one hand on the wheel, seeing the world through our windshield. In the cab of that old Chevrolet, right next to you is where I stay. Every chance we had a moment to spend, we'd get started where the blacktop ends. Headed out, you and me on that furrow route. Two hearts beating fast on that one-lane road. Hitting every gravel road around, never caring where we were bound. Driving around was all we knew, and I fell head over heels for you. Never cared about the lies of town. Every weekend we'd be found, young and reckless, wild.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we have another one of my favorite people ever. A lovely and talented Miss Laura actually stops by the show to talk a brand new music, which you just heard, her CMA Fest, and anything else that's going on in her world. As usual, I have my co-host/sidekick Emily with me, who didn't get a chance to talk with Laura last time she was on. So we're fixing that today. And without further ado, let's bring on the lovely and talented and my friend, Miss Laura Ashley. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate you taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule.
Oh, my pleasure. I enjoy it.
You know, as we played earlier, we played your brand new song, Back Road Memories, and I've got to be totally and completely honest with you. I think you have one of the purest voices I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that. I take a lot of voice lessons, but I don't think I'm at Carrie Underwood status, but I'm working on it.
Oh, you'll get there.
Well, I'll keep working for sure.
Literally, I knew it was coming too. I was like waiting for you to say my name because it happens all too often.
Like I said in the intro, and we've been talking off air, but Em didn't have a chance to talk with you last time you were on in January, so we're fixing that today.
All right. If that means Emily, start talking.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, let's see. What should we start with? Why don't we talk about who are some of your favorite artists right now, and who are some people whose music you're really enjoying, and also some of your musical influences and people that you look up to?
That's tough. Well, right now, as far as, like, music that I'm really enjoying, the new country artist, Cam, I really, really like some of her stuff. It's new and just kind of has a little bit of a different sound, so to me that's really refreshing, so I'm really enjoying that. I'm always a huge fan of Carrie Underwood as well. I like that she's able, to bring her faith in her music, and she's fearless enough to do that, which is kind of hard to do these days, but I really respect her for that, and I'm always a huge Gloriana fan as well. It's hard for me because I pretty much love everything that I hear. So every artist that is coming out or is new and kind of making it right now, I'm really, really enjoying. But as far as influences, I think Faith Hill for me was a big influence, and the Dixie Chicks as well. I've always loved their music growing up, and Tim McGraw as well. So those are just kind of a few of the influences. There's been some local country artists that have influenced me as well, but one, her name is Candy Coburn, but she's probably not familiar to you all, but she's been wonderful in kind of guiding my career and mentoring me as well. So, yeah, that's just kind of some of my influences.
Doesn't everybody love Faith Hill? Like, doesn't everybody want to meet Faith Hill star?
No. Exactly. Oh, she's so beautiful. I love her to death.
Do you watch Nashville?
I do every now and again, but a lot of times I end up missing the show because of other engagements.
Me too, and I hate it so much when I miss something.
It's so
but
frustrating,
I
right?
I always think of her, like, Tawny Britton's character on that show. It always makes me think of Faith Hill, and I'm, like, so in love with her for that.
Absolutely.
Random side note. Go ahead, Cody. I'll shut up.
When you said that you're sort of a fan of everybody, well, I am too. You know, as you know by now, I'm a huge fan of indie artists.
Yeah, which is great because we all need your support so much, and you've been wonderful with that.
I love indie artists. And some of the current artists I'm a fan of right now, probably Cole Swindell. I love Cole Swindell. Mo Pitney. Have you heard that song Country before?
No, I'm not sure I have, but it sounds like I'm missing out.
Oh, trust me, you are.
I have to look it up.
Trust me.
Cody texts me at least
song.
Once a day.
Oh,
Cody texts me at least once a day over a song I need to hear, like every single day.
Yeah, like I'll
awesome.
I'll be on YouTube. I'll be like, and 9 times out of 10, I'll be researching for the show. 9 times out of 10, but so I'll text him and I'll be like, dude, you have to hear this song. Trust me.
But it's like five texts. It's not just one. And it happens frequently. And I'm like, Cody, I'm in public. I can't open that link right now. I got you when I get home.
Yep. I'm sort of a music aficionado, you might say. So I'm always texting him. I'm like, dude, you got to hear this. And my music taste range from, holy crap, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I cannot
so true.
Even explain
like,
how
I'll,
true that is.
Like, I'll
That's awesome.
Give you a prime example. One day I'll be on a country kick, and the next day I'll be a hardcore Eminem guy, you know?
Absolutely. You need that variety.
I'm the same
right,
way,
exactly.
Though. Like, one day I'm over here, like, listening to Conway Twitty, and the next day I'm, like, in the car listening to Snoop Dogg. It's quite embarrassing.
Exactly.
Literally, like, I was on the other day, and I've had my Spotify on, and, like, before it plugged into my phone and stuff, and 50 Cent came on, and I was like, Megan, skip it, hurry, because my grandparents are in the car with me. And I was like, they probably don't want to hear in the club. But, I have such a mix. Like, in five, I just make one big playlist for all my music. In, like, 5 seconds, it can go from, like, Bonnie Raitt to Sting to apparently 50 Cent.
And, oh, yeah, you got the full spectrum going on. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Got everything.
Now, let's address the kind of elephant in the room here, CMA Fest.
Yeah,
how cool was
absolutely.
Playing CMA Fest this year?
Oh, it was so much fun. It went by so fast, and I'm kind of ready to go back and do it again. But it was just such a blast, and it was neat to, I mean, it was my first time being a CMA Fest performer, which was just a huge honor to get asked in the first place. And I didn't get the biggest venue by any means, just being a newbie, but I was at the Boot Barn, and I was also at Manuel's. And both of those were just really, really neat to sing in, and I loved it. It was neat to finally get to meet people that I've talked to digitally for so long and then finally get to see them in person and have them come. And so that was just really, really neat. And just being a part of it was great, and in the off hours when I wasn't practicing or performing, it was just nice to go listen to some awesome country music. And following everybody on social media before CMA Fest, it was just neat to see everybody all heading to the same place, which was just so cool. So all the big artists were going, and all of us baby artists were going too. It was just so much fun, and I'm ready to get rolling for next year, to be honest. It was a blast.
The
traffic
was a mess. Oh my goodness. I went to Tennessee. I live in Alabama now. I did live in Tennessee, like, June 1st. I moved here. Well, I came here, and I went back. So, like, we went back to take care of stuff because we had, like, we moved kind of in a hurry. It was, like, a split decision, sort of. So we came down here, and then we had to go back for a few more things, like, that we couldn't, like, leave behind, like, work stuff. And I went back, and traffic was so bad. Southbound on the way back. It was awful. I was like, these people need to chill. Because it was like we were hitting the tail end of, like, CMA Fest was over and people were going home.
Oh,
and we
my
were
gosh.
Southbound. And I lived, like, right outside of Nashville when I lived in Tennessee. So we're, like, southbound towards Huntsville on 65, which is, like, the main highway this way. And it was terrible traffic. And it was, like, a Thursday. Like, it should have not been that bad. But it was awful.
That
Don't
sounds
travel.
Horrible.
Don't travel during CMA Fest if you can avoid it because it was bad.
Yeah, definitely not. Do not do it. It's not worth it.
Now, I got to ask, did you have any fangirl moments during CMA Fest? Like, oh, my God, I just met this star or whatever, you know?
I did from, wait a second. I got to see Kelsey Ballerini. And so
Ballerini.
That was,
oh,
like,
I love Kelsey Ballerini.
My fangirl moment, and it was fun.
Confession hour, I have never heard a single song she sings, and everybody's fangirling over her, and I
need to hear her.
Find out why, because
love me like you
I
mean
am
it.
Like so
you need to hear that song.
Everybody fangirls over Kelsey Ballerini, and I've never heard a single thing she sang. So
I will text you some things, Emma.
No, you won't. I'll hit up Spotify when I get off here. If you text me things, then I'll have 10 texts from you because it'll be like, oh, and this. I'll just
exactly.
go to Spotify. Actually, I'll text
you know
Bonnie
how I roll.
And tell Bonnie to give me information. So,
seriously,
I'm not
I have
weird.
No idea what the fascination is because I'm so lost on the whole thing.
I'm
really
so excited just to have like a new girl get a number one song just because it's so
mm-hmm.
rare in country music right now.
Right.
There's hardly any females on the chart. So I think that was just an exciting moment for people because a new artist and she's female and it's just kind of there's a different sound
mm-hmm.
than a lot of country music. So it was just kind of, I think people are excited about something new.
And then
that's like my kind of plan.
And then
yeah, you need to take a listen.
This past week with Little Toy Guns reaching number one, that was pretty cool too. This past week,
yes, I'm so excited about that. That made my day.
Mm-hmm.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I hear that song constantly in the car. Like
mm-hmm.
I know the words, and I don't even listen. Like if I'm not in the car, I don't listen to Carrie Underwood that much, just because like I sort of got burned out on it. So I like
mm-hmm.
I have her music, but I don't really listen to her. And if I'm in the car, I always hear that song. Like every time I get in the car to go somewhere, I hear that song on the radio. So I know
so
all
you
the
have
words.
It memorized, huh?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
And what's the other one? Girl Crush. I don't even listen to that song if I'm not like in the car, and I have every word of that song because
I can play that song
in the
guitar
shower
in.
Oh yeah,
I sing it in the shower now because it's on the radio every time. Like my dad came in the other night from work, and he works in Birmingham. He came in, like, and he'd been gone like for 2 days. He manages a hotel, and he came in singing Girl Crush, and he's like, I heard that on the radio on the way home, and I can't stop singing it. And I was like, you don't even.
My dad's been singing it too, so I've been hearing it a lot.
You know,
I know my parents are obsessed with it.
You know,
oh, that's hilarious.
I can play that song on the guitar, Emma.
You need to come over and you can play for me and I'll sing. No, actually,
you know,
we're obsessed with it because we know it sounds like a song that we've heard before, but we can't really pinpoint it. And, like, we have been all over it, the internet, and, you know, the internet says, like, oh, this song, and it sounds like everything, but nothing is like, that's what it is. Like, nothing is like, that's the one I can think of. Nothing's jumping
mm-hmm.
out at me. It's
that's
driving
so
me nuts.
No.
It's so
speaking of playing the guitar, I picked it up, actually, at the start of this year again, after being away from it for several years. And it's surprising to me how much of it I actually remembered. It's very
That's
surprising
impressive.
To me.
I struggle with it personally. I'm still, like,
me
learning
too.
A lot, and I just... Singing's kind of my thing, and everything else is just a little bit uncomfortable.
Yes, thank you
right,
so much. You
understand.
Hard. Okay, because I'm the same way. I, like, could care less if I can play guitar. I have a nice guitar, but I don't play it because I, like, can play three chords and then give up for that is how I view this. Like, I have people to play just stuff for me, so I can just sing. I think that's all I need
I
to handle.
Yeah, I do. When there's, like, expert guitar players and expert singers, they need to just work together instead of try to be perfect at both.
Like, it's
right,
really
exactly.
trying to, like, do things. Like, I should just stick to the thing I'm good at and trying to, like, do something that
mm-hmm.
I suck at and just, like, leave it
I
to the
you.
People that know what they're doing.
Yep.
That's honestly
the exact
how
same
I
way. I'm trying to, like, get where I'm self-sufficient where I can just, like, go out and do gigs on my own just in case, like, everyone has something going on. Like, I want to be able to do that, but I just know that it will never be as good as when I have those professional guitar players with me. So.
I'd probably sing a cappella before I, like, relied on myself to play guitar because I forget that I'm supposed to be singing and playing at the same time.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Multitasking. Oh,
yes, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. There's... Something else I wanted to ask you, now, you've been to CMA Fest, played at CMA Fest, you've had a number one song or two on bestcountryradio.com, you're a college student, what's next for Laura Ashley? Is there anything you cannot
what's
do?
What's next?
Yes, is there anything you cannot do?
Oh, there's a lot of things I can do. You don't want to see me dance, first of all. You don't want to see that. No. I love learning new things, but there's a lot of things that you don't want to see. I need to stick to music. That's
right.
what I need to do.
Yeah, I totally feel you. I understand completely. We were having dinner the other night, and like my whole family, cousins, everybody, and we're at the table, and my aunt's boyfriend, he's like, "What is Flesage?" And I was like, 14. He's like, "Thank God you can sing, because otherwise, you're screwed." Like, well, yeah, because if I have to rely on math for a living, I'm going to be broke.
Is there any new music in the works for you?
Absolutely. Tomorrow I'm starting on my first music video. I've been dying to get one out, but it's hard to schedule that kind of thing, like when you're when you're busy. But so I'm really excited about that, and I'm also like working on an EP still. It's been a long time. I'm just so picky about which songs they want on there. It's like a perfectionist problem, and I need to get over it, and I need to just pick them and record them. But that's also something that's in the works and kind of finalizing a permanent band also. And so once that's all finalized, I'll be able to get on the road more than I am now, which would be fantastic. So really there's a lot of good things going on, just staying busy, really trying to work on playing guitar, as horrible as I sound, but I'm working on it. So, yeah, I'm just trying to become more well-rounded, self-sufficient, and really try to launch myself to the next level. And it's been a fun process, and I'm excited. That's
And I've told you this before. If there's anything I can do to promote anything of yours, whether it be a music, anything else that you do, I'm more than happy to do it.
Appreciate that so much. That's so sweet. You've been supportive, and I just can't tell you how much it means. And
he's like
you
a
know
genius.
Little artists need it.
He's a Twitter genius. He's always on Twitter. Always.
Absolutely. I'm shocked at how fast you reply to things. I'm like, dang.
He literally sees things that I say. Like, I'm going to, like, tweet it, and then I'll, like, text him about it. He, like, it's never exciting because he already saw it on Twitter. He's
already retweeted that. Already saw it.
Twitter.
Yep.
That is pretty impressive, though. Like, I wish I would respond that fast to people. It takes me, like, 3 days. I'll get there.
Sometimes I don't see them for, like, a week, and I'm like, oh, that person tweeted me.
I know.
Oh, well.
So bad.
Hope they didn't want to respond.
And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but you know I consider you a dear friend.
Absolutely, and I consider you one as well for me.
You know, and I messaged you on Twitter a few days ago that I may or may not have a surprise for you.
You did, and I'm still really confused about what that is.
Well, you know, as sort of a thank you for all the support of us in this little show that we've created. It'll be a 3 years in August I've been at this.
That's ridiculous. It feels like yesterday it was like, oh, yay, 2 years. And now it's like, oh, 3 years. It makes it
a lot.
Anyway, as sort of a thank you for all that, I have a little something I want to play you. And I apologize in advance for any tears, okay?
Literally, I'm not going to cry. No one else is. That's over. We're not crying anymore on the show. We do that too often.
We're not crying on the show. Well, maybe one more time. But anyway, here we go.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you, that his life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry but you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take, but more than anything. Yeah, more than anything.
Guys are doing. You're a great team and so much fun to talk with.
Thanks. We
try. In the a minute and a half we've got left, I'll tell you a quick story of how me and Em got this gig. I've been wanting a co-host for virtually ever since the show started, back in 2012, I think either I followed M first or she followed me first on Twitter, one of the two, and she was like, "Hey, let's set up a General Hospital a recap show because that's our favorite show." So we did, M calls in. And we discuss it and do our little thing, you know. And I found out that we've got good owner chemistry. So that was March of 2014, and I've been a team ever since. Right, Em?
Good times. People actually now we get so many comments. We get married couple. We get are you a couple? We get that so much because people think. Since we're best friends, like we do everything together, basically. So we get people that think we're married. Like this happened, and I'm 18.
Yeah,
I'm not married to anybody.
It's not even funny.
That's ridiculous. But like, I got a tweet one time from somebody, and they were like, "You guys are my favorite couple." I was like, "Ah, sorry to ruin your day, but
yeah, sorry to ruin it, buddy.
Not a couple."
Yeah, sorry to burst your bubble there, buddy.
Yeah, people think that, though. That's, like, not the first marriage comment. Like, somebody on my Facebook, I posted a picture of us on Facebook, and somebody in the comments was like, is that your husband? Like, do you know me? I'm literally 18 years old. He's not my husband. At the time, I wasn't even old enough to have a husband. And I'm like, you are ridiculous. So funny. Some crazy stuff.
That's hilarious.
And whenever something's really out there, I post it. Like, I take a screenshot and, like, post it if I get something really out there.
Yes, you do.
That's a good idea.
Good time.
Thanks for doing that.
Public shaming.
Wow. 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it, y'all?
It did. Yeah. It felt like five.
You can come back.
No.
Like, every day.
Every day. I don't know what every day I am, but...
We need a group text. That's what we need. We need a group text. Like, just a group message.
Yes. A group message.
Here we go. Group text.
Fun. You know, I did want to thank you again for taking 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with us. So.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you again so much for having me. It's just, it's a bright spot in my day, for sure.
Come back whenever you
awesome.
Want.
Oh, yes, and you're...
Absolutely.
You're... Totally more than welcome back anytime. You know that. You're more than welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right. Bye, Laura.
Okay, bye.
I love that woman. Seriously, she's just
right,
awesome.
Same. All right. We have things to discuss. We'll do announcements at the end because people
mm-hmm.
will forget the announcements if they're still listening. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to commend people on Twitter right now. Not specific people, but first of all, I got a tweet from Emma Sams when we were going on air, and I about lost my chill, just so
mm-hmm.
you know. Kept
mm-hmm.
it together, but I can't find the tweet. I can't find it. Oh,
you should have favorited it.
Oh, yeah, I did, but I can't find it. I'm going to tweet it. So someone tweeted, or Emma Sams tweeted, I just want to talk about Emma Sams for a minute because like, I have so much respect for her right now. She tweeted
mm-hmm.
saying, it wasn't my fault. I made a mistake. Tony and I could not remember if Bill and Holly had seen, so we just changed the line. Left that
mm-hmm.
out. So then everybody's tweeting her saying, no big deal. Mistakes happen. And a lot of people are tweeting her like nasty stuff, which is normal. And she tweeted me back, which was awesome. But somebody tweeted her and said, like, you know, regardless or not of whether this is what happened or regardless of what happened, like, I have the utmost respect for you for taking the blame and clearing the air, whatever. And she was like, oh, thanks, I really appreciate that. And somebody said she's, like, an amazing person for doing that. And she's totally taking all the blame, even though she wasn't the only person in the scene, and it was, like, a group effort. Also,
right.
Nathan Varney's tweeting with her right now and said, thanks for setting the record straight. Things just happen like this. Don't be mad at her. Don't be mad at
mm-hmm.
anybody. Because everybody's really mad over this, and it's not even a big deal. It was one line.
Mm-hmm.
She literally just blew a line off. And it doesn't matter.
Right.
So
but
I
even a word.
Some people were making her feel bad, and she was literally just like, look, it's all my fault. I changed it because I didn't know that Bill and Holly had even met. So, sorry. Yeah, she just left half of a line out. Like, she had a line. Laura said,
yeah,
you know,
like,
Bill,
what?
And she said she was supposed to say yes, sort of, but or yes in a fashion, and instead she just said he was hard to know. Like, she skipped to the he was hard to know part. And everything. Over there about this, and I don't get the big deal. I tweeted somebody and said, what's the big deal? What did she say instead? And nobody has responded to me, and it was Laura, so she should respond because we're friends. Anyways, I'm right now. Just, like, thank you for shutting those haters down and, like, addressing it in an adult fashion and not fighting with people like certain writers tends to do on occasion. Anyway,
yep.
That's all I have to say. Also, I was sitting here scrolling, and we need Mary Beth Evans back on the show like yesterday. Make this happen, please. I mean, I can make it happen. I can DM
mm-hmm.
her, but I'm a chicken. So if we can make this happen. By the way, I DM'd Mandy 49 days ago and never got a response. I just wanted to be known. I tried. Anyway, I'm really hyped right now, if you can't tell.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It was a good day. It was a good fangirl day, to be honest. Somebody tweeted her. Oh, and then I hate when my friends say stupid stuff and I'm embarrassed for them. Then somebody tweeted her. She said, don't be mad at me or don't be mad at them. It was all me. And then somebody said, don't worry. I was mad. We're already mad at them anyway. This
mm-hmm.
is not a good place for longtime fans. I'm a longtime fan. I like to consider myself one, considering I've seen, like, every episode from 1981 till now.
Right.
Basically, I hit the high spots. That's not the point. I like to consider myself a longtime fan, and you're a longtime fan, and you're perfectly content right now, as am I.
Exactly.
So I think it's really just the Duke people who are mad that he's dead, but he's dead. I can't help it.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I can't wait to have a GH recap. We haven't done it in so long, and I feel like
we
forgot
haven't.
How. Next week.
A week after next, it's back.
I
want
to ask someone I was talking to. I've been, like, trying to eavesdrop on her phone conversation when we were doing this, and I can't hear well enough to tell who it is. I think it's my uncle, but I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I am so hyped right now, and I'm spinning in my office chair, and I'm about to fall out of the chair drunk. I'm spinning.
Fall out of the chair drunk?
Basically. Anyways.
Okay.
Good day. It's a nice day. The weather sucks, but that's cool. Whatever. It happens.
I'm so ready for the colder weather. I'm so ready for colder weather.
Me too. I'm ready for fall. Fall's my favorite. Also,
I'm ready for winter.
Can we discuss this really quick? I'm reading the Rumorville, which, grain of salt. But
right.
Somebody says that Lucky and Liz's son is actually alive, and this will be discovered during
Jake
the search.
Jake's alive. I read that.
And then it says, Laura will tell Scott, and Scott will be mad that once more Luke ended up, you know, without the blame on him. It says
the winner,
Frank
basically.
Smith is alive. Frank Smith was old in the 80s. There's no way that man is still kicking.
There's no way he is still alive. There's just no possible way.
There's no way. I think the actor is dead, actually, to be honest with you. There's absolutely no way that guy's still alive.
Frank Smith could be still alive.
He was old.
It is a soap. People do never die on soaps. So.
But I'm thinking the guy that played him actually, Kate Puckett. He's old.
I know,
like,
but they could always recast him.
He was in his 60s or 70s back then. That's true.
But they could always recast him.
Somebody says Paul Hornsby's in trouble with, the letter is capital T. That's all they have, in the script, though.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who that is. Constance Towers taped an episode. Oh, lovely. My favorite.
Nice.
Actually, I think she's amazing. And I think she's absolutely fantastic, and she looks absolutely fantastic to be 80.
She does.
My dad thinks
really
she's so hot.
No, I tell you, somebody who looks fantastic
Donna
to be her
Mills.
Age is Donna freaking Mills. It is. Donna
Amen.
Freaking
my
Mills
dad,
looks
my
fantastic.
My dad thinks Constance Towers is, the hottest grandma ever. He literally, we watch it, and he's like, she's freaking hot for an old lady.
Wow.
And I'm like, Dad, she's 80 years old. Chill.
Whatever Donna Mills is having, I'll have some of that.
Preach. All day, every day. Donna Mills is freaking awesome. And also,
I'll have some of that, whatever she's having.
What if Paul Hornsby returns and becomes involved with Laura? I want to know who Paul Hornsby is because I know the name, but I don't know the face. And I'm really confused. Oh, we may have not seen the last of that embryo created with Lulu's eggs and Stavros' sperm. Just what we need, a half-Cassadine running around, because that worked so well the last time.
Oh, Lord. That's kind of crazy.
Anyways, I'll stop now.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I think you better.
I got a tweet from Emma Sams, and I'm really excited now. So, not that it's...
Time for announcements. Time for announcements. Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, obviously, we have Julia Fries and Alexis Driscoll, two guests on the show. A.K.A. Heartland Ray, country duo Heartland Ray, that is, and the 27th, until I can wrangle up some more guests, to fill more of July up, we have Tuesday the 27th, at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, obviously, a lovely and talented singer-songwriter, Miss Ashley Taylor, joining us. So,
just
that's the only two announcements I've got.
Old.
What?
To make you feel old really quick, Back to the Future turns 30 this year.
I turned 30 in 2 years. So, there you go.
Damn. We're getting old, Curtis.
I turned 30 next year, actually.
I just saw that it... turned 30, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize Back to the Future's that old.
Yeah,
I was an
egg. I turned 30 next year, so, yeah, that's...
People think
I'm
the egg
old.
Joke is so funny, but I think it's getting old. people think
but,
the egg.
But you know, that a Tim McGraw song, My Next 30 Years?
Yes.
That'll be me at 30.
Love it so much. That was his 40th birthday present to himself, which I think is great.
What?
Or his 50th. That was like either his 40th or his 50th birthday gift to himself, and I love it so much,
yeah.
And I laugh every time because I heard the story about it. He was on some show with Faith, and I heard it. And every time I hear that song, I think he was saying, you know, I don't want to be this fat old man. I want to be, like, looking good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny to me.
But that'll be me in my next 30 years. That'll be me probably. So.
Yeah, Cody's going to take on Tim McGraw for the next 30.
Take on Tim McGraw for the next 30 years? I wish.
I think my mom's talking to my uncle, and I think he's coming up, which makes me happy because he's my favorite.
Sweet.
Anyway. The singer, uncle.
You want to stop the madness?
Favorite.
While
always?
We still can? I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented and my dear friend, Miss Alara Ashley. And as you heard, the announcements. Thursday, July 2nd, we have a Julia Freeze and Alexis Driscoll, a.k.a. the country music duo Heartland Ray with us. And the 27th of July, we have super talented singer-songwriter Miss Ashley Taylor with us. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.